From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The space shuttle Atlantis is fueled and ready, and the countdown is proceeding toward a scheduled launch later this morning, the final launch of the space shuttle program. Tens of thousands of people have gathered near the Kennedy Space Center to watch. NASA spokesman Allard Butel says right now the weather there is good, but it may not last.
The concern is that around launch time, when we get that heating we experience, you might start having some thunderstorms and rain.
So NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports there's only a 30% chance the weather will be acceptable at launch time.
Only four astronauts will be on board Atlantis when it takes off. That's a smaller crew than normal. NASA no longer has any shuttles available to serve as rescue vehicles. Its other two spaceships already went on their last flights and are being turned into museum exhibits. If something happens to damage Atlantis during launch, the four crew members could go to the space station and wait for smaller Russian capsules to bring them home. Atlantis will be carrying up supplies and spare parts for the station. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
President Obama and congressional leaders from both parties are trying to reach a broad agreement for reducing the federal deficit by at least $4 trillion over the next decade. But Mr. Obama acknowledges it will not be easy.
There's going to be pain involved politically on all sides, but our biggest obligation is to make sure that we're doing the right thing by the American people.
The president has set another meeting with congressional leaders for Sunday, and NPR's Kimberly Adams reports he wants them to come to the session ready to negotiate and compromise.
The president pointed out there are still major disagreements that need to be resolved. For example, Republicans don't want higher taxes to help raise more revenues. They want cuts in services and programs to bring down the deficit. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says she's making the position of House Democrats clear as well.
We do not support cuts in benefits for Social Security and Medicare. Any discussion of Medicare or Social Security should be on its own table.
Lawmakers need to reach a deal by August 2nd, or the White House says the country may default on its debts. Kimberly Adams, NPR News, the Capitol.
A hostage situation in Grand Rapids, Michigan has ended when the gunman took his own life. Lindsay Smith of Michigan Radio reports Roderick Dantzler had earlier killed seven people.
The manhunt began early Thursday afternoon after seven victims were found in two different locations. A helicopter searched for Dantzler's tan Lincoln Town Car. Dantzler crashed trying to escape and continued fleeing police on foot. Then he broke into a nearby house, taking three hostages there. Tom Bean is relieved all of the hostages, including his sister Joyce, are okay.
It's just one of those situations where it's so bizarre and you think you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, I guess.
Dantzler shot himself in the head after a three-hour standoff with police. For NPR News, I'm Lindsay Smith in Grand Rapids.
This is NPR News from Washington. A battle over the state budget in Illinois is headed for arbitration. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports the state's governor, Pat Quinn, wants to cancel scheduled pay raises for some 30,000 employees.
The governor's decision to freeze the pay raises of state workers is his latest move to cut spending. The state faces a shortfall of at least $6 billion, even though Illinois enacted an income tax hike this year. Governor Quinn says pay raises promised in union contracts for 30,000 state employees are now on hold, and he puts the blame on state lawmakers. Quinn says the budget they crafted didn't include the $75 million it would take to pay the raises and make it through the budget year. Last year, Illinois state workers agreed to voluntary furloughs and wage deferrals. The American Federation of State and Municipal Employees says now the governor is violating the union's contract. It's seeking a ruling from an independent arbitrator to enforce the agreement. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
A Texas Rangers baseball fan is dead after tumbling over a railing in the stands. Bill Zeeble of member station KERA reports the man was reaching to catch a ball that had been tossed to him by a player.
Texas outfielder Josh Hamilton retrieved a foul ball and threw it into the stands, a fan souvenir. That's when a man reached out and caught the ball, lost his balance, and plunged headfirst 20 feet onto concrete. Paramedics went to his side, transported the victim to the county hospital, but he died. Rangers president Nolan Ryan said after the game, the team was deeply saddened the man passed away as a result of the tragic accident. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
The owner of a mine in China is offering a reward of $300,000 to rescuers for each trapped miner they're able to find. 18 miners have been trapped there since last weekend. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.